As we enter our third year of being in a pandemic, the world has had to adjust to our new reality. Some think this adjustment is temporary, while others think this is the new normal. Hey everyone, it's Tykira, creative editor right here at Mild Sauce. We invited five multimedia journalists to create podcasts in response to this season's theme, Back to the Normal. Today, we're following Fadi, whose story deals with the dropping employment rate and the rising teen workers during the pandemic. Here is Job Market in the Apocalypse.
Have you applied for a job but have never heard back from the job or have gotten rejected? Do you ever wonder why this may have happened? Hello everyone, my name is Fadi and welcome to my first podcast. During the summer, I have applied to many jobs because I wanted to gain that work experience that not everyone my age has. After waiting for weeks, I did not hear back from any of the places I applied to, so I decided to go back and check with some of the hiring managers. They told me that I was scheduled for an interview. Next morning, I went and was interviewed and I noticed a common question that sparked during these interviews was, "Have you ever worked before?" Obviously, I haven't and I felt like with no work experience at my disposal, that left me at a disadvantage because maybe hiring managers were looking for someone with past experiences. I questioned myself, was it really this difficult to get a new job? Now, introducing people from Urban Alliance. Urban Alliance is an organization that helps all young people look for professional jobs. I will be speaking to Taylor May. He's a program coordinator at Urban Alliance who has helped many young students look for jobs.
I definitely think it caused a lot of stress. And I think that's something that isn't talked about a lot. It's just the emotional, even the mental health effect of the pandemic as it relates to the job market and, you know, trying to get a job and, you know, especially getting a job in something you're interested in.
Taylor points out that many people might find it difficult and stressful to find a new job due to the fact that they may not want to work in large environments like Target, Walmart, or at a grocery store since those places have lots of people coming in and out.
It is hard to still find a job, but it's also hard to want to work, you know, during this time because, you know, a lot of jobs, you know, we're used to jobs that, you know, you're face-to-face with people, especially entry-level jobs. You're face-to-face, you're in the front, you know, you're a cashier, you know, you're checking people in, things like that. Those jobs are undesirable now because they don't want exposure.
According to Insider, an article by Davis Giangelo in the second quarter of 2021, median weekly nominal earnings for teens surged 12.3% compared to only 0.6% for all workers. Taylor also mentions that it's hard to work because people are used to jobs like being a cashier or welcoming people at the front, face-to-face, and that limits people to getting new jobs since they are thinking about their own safety and health. According to CNBC, an article by Greg Ayakursai, a record of 4.3 million people quit their jobs in August. Frontline workers in sectors like restaurants, bars, and retail quit at the highest rates. Now introducing Yesenia Novell, a program coordinator at Urban Alliance.
I graduated with my master's last May, and it was definitely a lengthy and complicated process for me to even search for a job. And you would think with an additional credential, like a master's degree, it would be easier, but it definitely took me tapping into my networks, both my professional networks at the University of Michigan and in Chicago, to really point me to the right people and point me to job positions and really be able to advocate for me and vouch for me to be in certain spaces to get interviews and ultimately get the job.
Yesenia mentions people might think that a workforce credential might make it easier looking for a job during the pandemic, but turns out it's harder than you might think. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate for people with a high school diploma or less rose more than 12 percentage points between February and May 2020. The rate rose 5.5 percentage points during the same period for those with a bachelor's degree or more. Next, introducing Abiodun Durojaye, an executive director of Urban Alliance.
I think it depends on your situation, right? Like for me, I have always loved face-to-face jobs. But now that I have kids that sometimes come home, you know, because there's school closure for COVID, you see what happened with CPS. I wouldn't mind a remote job, right? Like I think it's convenient. I think that it helps the current situation of the nature of the world. So I think that given people's situations, I think either one could benefit them.
Abiodun talks about how working from home can help reduce COVID cases. According to Pew Research Center, 71% of those workers are doing their job from home all or most of the time. And more than half say, given a choice, they would want to keep working from home even after the pandemic. Personally, I think that finding a job during COVID was easy but stressful at the same time, since many people didn't want to risk their health. According to FlexJobs, the good news is that more companies are realizing the benefits of expanding their candidate pool beyond their immediate geographic local and offering employees the option to work from anywhere they choose. Many people have enjoyed the shift from working in person to working online, and they never knew that a small change would make a huge difference in their life.
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mildsauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.